Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline and in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Michael Andrude, founder and CEO of Lüt.
Nice to be with you, Mary Jane. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Did I pronounce Lüt correctly?
That's right.
Because it's got an umlaut above the U.
Right. Just like L-O-O-T would be pronounced. Lüt.
Nice. And Lüt is a payment solutions platform?
That's correct. We started Lüt to build a brand new payments processor, kind of all like Fiserv or Global Payments, some one of the larger legacy payments providers. But we wanted to do it on all new technology, new platform, cloud-based, et cetera. And our first product out was our closed-loop platform, which will work for high-risk industries, including like cannabis and so forth. And so the benefit of our Lüt platform is that it can't be shut down because there's no Visa or MasterCard content, but merchants will get their money at least a day earlier than they would with Visa and MasterCard at a third of the cost that Visa and MasterCard charge for.
How do you do that? How is that possible?
We built our own proprietary payment rails. So we built the first set of rails in 50 years in the payments industry.
And when you're talking about payment rails, that's specifically those credit card companies that you mentioned, or What are some other rails?
So typically when you talk about the rails, you're talking about the open loop rails that connect all of the banks via one of the major card associations like Visa or MasterCard. But Visa or MasterCard have made a policy decision not to serve the industry. So we needed to create something new and better. And so we invested $16 million to do that. And we put together, so we've built the whole system from what's called the authorization step to the settlement step. That's what a payment processor does. And so all the way through, we make sure that the money's good. It's in the consumer's account. It's tied to that transaction. So you don't have any NSF fees to worry about or those kinds of things. So
what, if anything, does it have to do with crypto?
Oh, not very much right now.
Interesting.
Right. So crypto's been talked about as a way of solving the problem. It's not needed. So what we have behind us, though, is a cannabis-friendly bank, major cannabis-friendly bank called First Federal Bank of Florida. They're our sponsoring bank. And so all of the money moves through them. It's always FDIC insured, never leaves the banking system, goes from the consumer's bank account to First Federal to the merchant's bank account.
And the FDIC piece of it is such a big deal.
Right. Because people want to know that their money's secure when it's in a Lüt account, that the merchants know that their money's there and it's going to be coming to them. And that's what we've created. And so I have over 30 years experience in banking and payments. And so we really wanted to make sure that what we did was top notch and very compliance driven, as you saw in the announcement with Green Check Verified.
Yes, let's talk about that. So you announced a partnership with Green Check, which is a huge strategic move.
Right.
Lüt and partner. So can you tell us what that looks like? What will it mean?
Absolutely. So about 180 banks and 9,000 merchants track their data through and compliance information through Green Check Verified. It's the largest player in the industry, and many banks are able to be in cannabis banking because of Green Check Verify and the technology that they bring to bear. And so they've been looking for a payments partner, and we met last year and have been working. They've been going through all their due diligence and so forth on us. We've gone through a lot of due diligence already ourselves in terms of certification. So we're PCI certified, which payment card industry certified at the highest level. So we can process the same level of transactions as a Fiserv or a Global Pay could do. So we're certified at that level. We're also SOC 2 certified. So we've been going through a lot of that ourselves, and they like what they saw, and we came together. And so I think for banks and credit unions and their merchants, we can help them get the cash out of the system.
And this was just announced yesterday, so it's really breaking news here at MJ BizCon.
That's right. So we originally launched in September with our pilots and some pilots that we're doing in Florida and Michigan and so forth. And so this is breaking news. So, you know, we're ready to come out into the market now and make a splash. So
what has your reception been like so far today?
It's been terrific. People have been very kind and very interested, wanting to set up meetings and demos and how does it work and so forth. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work.
Did you found Loop because you identified a need in the cannabis industry, or was it in response to a specific thing? For instance, I'm thinking of during the pandemic when cannabis was an essential business, but there were plenty of businesses who were experiencing smash and grabs because people knew that they would have a lot of cash on hand. Were things like that a factor in your founding of
Loop? It really was. You know, when you think about the community safety aspects of cash, and you know, that the major electronic payment rails of the United States will not participate in this industry. It creates community safety, budtender, you know, employee safety kinds of issues. And we wanted to attack that. We wanted to get in and build a payment processor that was for modern banking in the modern world. We thought that was an opportunity, but we said, let's go here first. Let's solve this problem first for the industry. So that's what we did.
Will this make a difference for investors in the cannabis industry on some level?
Yes, because it'll lower their costs. It'll give them more certainty around their cash flow. It'll lower their, not only their armored car fees, but insurance costs, costs of risk management, that kind of thing, as well as making sure that they don't have to have cash or change around. So for investors in this, you know, there's a lowering your costs, but also raising your revenue. So for instance, one thing we can do to help on the revenue side is we have offers. So you come in and if you want a geolocated offer, we can provide that as part of the system. And so merchants can look and see how many Loop consumers are in the area, and then they can put an offer out to them directly. So that's cool. With the exact amount of purchases, you can do pricing kinds of competition now. So like $4.99, $5.89, that kind of stuff. That's all doable with us. We don't have any change to round up to with that. You know, I don't know if you saw it recently, but the Treasury Department announced that they're not going to make pennies anymore.
Yes, I did see that.
So change has been hard to get, and pennies especially will be out of production. So now, you know, solutions like Loop can come to the forefront, so you can still compete on price, but not have to have change.
That's so interesting. I'd never thought of that, being able to compete just at that, because $5.99 sure is better than $6.
That's right.
Fascinating. Well, do you have big plan? I mean, you've just announced this strategic partnership, so it seems like that's what you have that you're focused on right now.
That's right. And there's a couple other big financial services names in the industries that we'll be talking about in the coming months, as well as other partnerships that we're doing. And so what we're going to be doing is working very closely with Green Check Verify and getting the word out there, working through their banks and credit unions, getting to their merchants and helping their merchants understand, you know, hey, this is legit. You know, there's been so many solutions that have come and gone. If anyone tells you that you can use a credit card in this industry, you can't. It'll be shut down and fined and within 30 days. Big operations have seen point of banking solutions come and go and get shut down and so forth. And that's because Visa and MasterCard are not in the industry, and they make no bones about it. They've recently fined one of the cannabis banks behind us $1 million for sponsoring point of banking solutions. So it's unfortunate, but that's where it is right now. And so if you're going to do a solution that has stability and appeal to the merchant, you got to solve for those problems. And so we're stable, we're exact amount, we're less lower cost, you know, and those are all factors that I think will appeal to the industry. So we're excited to get out there, tell our story.
Well, and hopefully the federal government will sort of take notice, too, that this is a necessary move to protect this massive industry that isn't going away.
That's right.
And then hopefully that'll affect policy going in the right direction.
I hope so. For the large banks, it's difficult for them because, you know, about the time, I don't know that many people really understand their situation, but about the time that the Cole memo came out and the FinCEN guidance came out in 2014, the regulators, same regulators, were also leveling massive fines for anti-money laundering against the major banks, terrorist financing. So when those two memos came out and the large banks saw that, they were in the middle of getting fined billions of dollars for this kind of thing. And for them, the struggle that they have, and they could do this if they had systems like Green Check Verify, But to enforce the law equally across thousands of branches nationwide with 45 different state rules or 50 different state rules is very difficult for them. So they've opted out. And with that, they've opted out. You know, they have a lot of influence over the card associations like Visa, MasterCard. So they've opted them. They've opted out too.
Yeah.
So you really see the small banks, credit unions stepping up, serving the industry, providing, filling a gap, filling a hole. And we want to be there for them. We want to be there to help them and their mission and merchants and what they're trying to do and lower their costs, you know, improve their cash flow, all of that sort of thing, their competitiveness, that kind of thing. That's what we really want to do.
Well, it's exciting times. I think that people will probably want to know if you're hiring.
We're always hiring, so let us know.
Where can we find you if we want to find out what you're up to in the real
world? If you want to find us at myloot.com, MYLUT.com, and you'll find all of the information there about us. Reach out to us. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to chat with you, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.